Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Carl Donnelly.
Hello again, Wraith.
Ray Chiron, I called you Reese. You were just telling a story about your soon-to-be husband, and I've just called you his name.
You just called me Reese.
It was a nice story, quite a bleak story you just told, actually. Why I think it was stuck in my mind.
We were devastated to be at Niagara Falls.
But it's good
to be
back.
Have you ever been to Niagara Falls?
I've never been to Niagara Falls. I haven't done much of North America.
You've done any of the wonders of the world?
I only know two of them.
Oh, yeah.
Niagara Falls?
Yeah. Well, I've told
pyramids.
You that one, haven't I?
So. Pyramids. What are the others? Sphinx?
Is the Amazon one of the natural wonders of the world?
That feels a bit vague. Too big to be
too
one.
Too big. You want it to be more specific.
It needs
specific.
To be one specific thing. You can't just visit the Amazon. And like, you can't do it all in a day.
Yeah, one of the wonders of the world, Africa.
Yeah. No, what are the others?
I know this is a question that I host, but that doesn't mean I have all.
Oh, no, but I don't know. So what I'm saying is I don't know if I visited them. I could have been to four of them.
You're about to get on a plane in the next couple of days.
Tomorrow morning.
To go back to one of the wonders of the world.
To LA, Los Angeles. Yeah, one of the terrible wonders of the world.
Do you also then have to stop in New York before you get to London?
No, we do a big old 10.5 hour from LA straight to London.
Oh,
but it's 14.5 from here to Los Angeles.
Yes.
And we have a 3-year-old, so that'll be fun.
Well.
She's very good at flying, though. But she just needs a lot of entertaining.
She's been to more of the wonders of the world than you have.
I'm going to do more entertaining in that flight than I did the whole of the comedy festival.
Well, we have a quiz here today, and we have a brains trust to assist you
and
with that quiz. As
I'm very excited to meet them.
Yes, okay.
I've been briefly met pre-show.
Well, first of all, it's great that she's been able to take some time out of primary school. It's a big hello to Whittle Girl.
Hello, I'm just a Whittle Girl. It's so nice to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. You've got your Working with Children check done, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I haven't officially. You don't have to get one as a parent, weirdly.
Right. Yeah.
It's not a legal
requirement.
You're
just allowed in.
Yeah.
Well, I have a Working with Children check because I used to work for a charity. Okay. Because you are unaccompanied here. Where are your parents, by the way?
No, I don't know where my parents are. I lost them. So anyone can be my daddy or mummy. And so that's me, the character of Whittle Girl.
Whittle Girl.
Coming in hot with a backstory.
Thank you very much for being here. Because there's a whole area, I imagine, well, you might know
I'm very bad at modern pop culture.
Exactly. Like there'd be heaps of areas that you know and you have skills and a knowledge in. That
I haven't
listened
to like a new song for 15 years.
Are you into music?
I love music. I love everything. And I love knowledge. I really love to help, and that's why I'm here to help and be just a little girl. But be careful, because sometimes I can be spooky.
You can be spooky?
Yeah, sometimes I like to hide under beds and do things with people's ankles.
Well, you are very small, so you can get in there.
Under beds, into toothpaste.
Sort of like a game of hide and seek.
Yeah. I hide in a drain and I hide in
a drain.
In a mini fridge. I could do that too. Whatever I want.
So Whittle Girl is here, Carl, to assist you today.
Right,
you're
good.
Really wacky.
Yeah. Yes. It does. I mean, that's very good.
Wacky Carl. But yeah, the brain's trust does not end there. We also have a roofer here with us. It's a big hello to Ran Taylor.
Hey, it's Ran Taylor. How are you? Sorry, you said Ran. It's Ran.
Oh,
it's
Ron.
Just my accent.
That's Ron, your accent.
Ron.
Oh, sorry.
Ron. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Ran Taylor. Right. It's great to be here.
Oh, that's
here.
An O.
Roofer.
O. That's an O sound.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. And you've taken some time out from roofing.
Taking some time out. Oh, I live in Oak Park. Uh-huh. In Chicago.
A lot of the houses here in Australia have got BlueScope steel on the roofs these days. It's tin, you know, and it's
a lot
like
of
a color bond. You can all sorts
true.
Of colors. And
more shingles and shingle-related items.
Okay.
Tiles I can't do, which you guys got a lot of here.
We got a lot of tiles, yeah.
A lot of tiles, let me tell you.
And is there a convention here in Australia? What are you doing in Australia?
You know, unions talking, a roofer unions.
Oh, yeah. So like an international roofer union
conference. Caucus.
Oh, yeah.
Little roofers union
the roofer
caucus.
Caucus.
Yeah, that's right.
Caucus, you say.
Yeah, it's a caucus.
Yeah. So Ron Taylor.
Ron Taylor, roofer.
Okay. Is originally from Chicago.
That's right. I live in a nice little villa in Oak Park.
Okay.
I think it was East Coast. No, West Coast. I get confused down here, you know.
Yeah. Because
you go east, you land up in the lake, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, but you got that waterfall house there. That waterfall house there that guy did. You know that famous architect guy?
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yeah, that's the guy. Mm. He got a Frank Lloyd Wright over there in Oak Park. It's a little bit in the fancy area, but you know, which is almost a satellite city, I think you'd call it.
Question number one. What is the only continent that doesn't have any active volcanoes?
Continent.
Active volcanoes.
Right, so I presume little girl... You haven't traveled much.
You're wrong. I am so whittle. I always get swept up in the winds. And basically, I've been around the world multiple times.
Wow. Yeah. Like in the jet stream.
Just in the jet stream.
Just spinning
you go up
around.
In the stratosphere and you
that's it.
Raid the currents.
All around the world. Because that's what I do as a little girl.
How do you get down?
I wait for the temperatures to drop and then the air, the humidity changes and then I go down.
Yeah.
And then... When it gets hot again, it's like a ceiling. And what am I? Wait, I've sort of went somewhere else, maybe British for a
where
bit.
Where did you go?
And then I'm back. But I'm back.
Well, because of how much you've traveled.
No, you've gotten real British just then when you said that.
Because I am.
Well traveled.
Because you're a traveler.
Because I'm a whittle girl who travels and drops L's whenever I feel like it.
Okay, sorry to have assumed.
Yes.
But have you been, in terms of continents, you've covered most continents?
All of them.
But at quite a distance.
What about the Antarctic?
Yeah, I've been
over
it.
Yes.
But and I don't think it's very hot there. And I don't think, I think volcanoes are quite hot.
I mean, I actually think that if that could be a good shout for
I
the
think
answer.
It's Australia. You got no active volcanoes here.
I was going to say, this is a continent that
that's
on.
That's true.
No active ones.
No active.
That is yes.
I don't think we've got any active volcanoes. So.
Whereas I think they got some big, you know, mines over there in Antarctica.
But volcanoes are dormant for how long if it hasn't gone off?
Well, I mean, it can just be dormant forever, can't it?
I don't know what the cutoff period is, where it's like, hey, this wasn't active, but we're downgrading, you know?
Mm.
How long do you have to not blow your tap?
Do you want to put Australia?
Go on then. Let's do Australia.
God, help me.
Question number two.
You know what the biggest desert in the world is?
Is it one in Australia?
Antarctica?
Ocean floor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't considered that.
Is that true?
Is that true?
That's true.
What counts as a desert?
There's so much water.
Yeah, but
in
there's
the
a
ocean.
Whole abyss of nothing.
True.
But there's so many ships on the bottom of the ocean that it wouldn't be deserted anymore.
There are still like wrecks in the desert, though. You know, they got that Lawrence of Arabia train.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's still a desert, even though it's got a Lawrence of Arabia train in there. You know?
Question number two.
Honestly, I'm stuck on the water of the ocean.
Yeah, it's crazy.
In music theory, what is the term for the note that a chord is named after?
In music theory?
I don't understand the question.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Can we say one more time?
So a chord would be, you know, at least three notes, I guess. So what is the term of the for the note.
The note.
The chord.
Is that a tone?
For some reason, I'm thinking of root. A root note. A what's root that note. Thing Did called you where it's like a root note?
Do you do root music? Note. Do you do music class?
I got stuck in somebody's clarinet once accidentally. I was just minding my business and they accidentally sucked me into their clarinet, a busker, and then I ended up in a music class that they were attending, and I think I remember something about a root note, but at the same time, I don't know, because I'm so whittle, and so my brain is so tiny, so I can't keep too much
Don't
in.
See many clarinet buskers.
No, it's true.
Not enough.
Not yeah. enough, I tell you.
Where was Chicago is probably one of the few places that you might see that with a big jazz scene.
Oh, yeah, but we got jazz bars, jazz clubs, jazz...
It's off the streets.
Yeah.
It's after streets. The streets are too cold. Mm. You know, sure, you might get, like, in the summer, you get your street festivals, your food festivals, your Chicago, Taste of Chicago.
Have you roofed any jazz clubs?
I roofed a couple, but mainly they're, you know, buildings, so it's for tarring and things
right,
like that.
Right, flat roof.
Mm. Yeah, flat roofs.
Do you do ceilings as well? Because I imagine, like, a
No, that's inside
What's your
stuff?
Favorite roof you ever did?
I do love a tile.
Yeah,
I love a terracotta.
Yeah.
Oh, that is. That's what we're talking about. Oh, am I in Italy?
Terracotta.
You know, when you put on a tile and you slide that bad boy in, and it sits on top to let the water dry in, and you still get the ventilation. Oh my God.
Fascinating.
It's a beautiful structure.
But in music,
those Romans, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
They really got it right.
What is the term? And
on that.
For the note.
And other,
the
few other things. They got other some things. Other bad things.
Sure, some bad things.
They did some bad things.
Feeding people on lights.
I think we're going to go root note. Root. But I do think Ron should also say root note one more time.
I feel like I might actually know what it is, but I can't remember it.
It's not a quaver, no. That's one of the little...
Yeah,
that's
I have no idea.
The skirt on
yeah,
it.
The little
Can
skirts.
You say root notes? One
root note.
Yeah, okay. There we
Question
go.
Number three.
What I'll tell you what, name? You have a couple of bottles of Malort, you'll have a few root notes.
What is the name of the instrument used to measure atmospheric pressure?
Oh, that's a barometer.
Question number four.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
You just said it before when I was saying, what am I British? You were saying it before when I said that how I travel when I fall from the sky.
That's right. When you dive deep too low, you come back up too fast. You got to live in one of those barometric chambers.
Do you have to do that? Because I know that for the ocean, which you have a lot of knowledge about.
Yeah.
But do you get the bends when you come down from the stratosphere?
I do. I get the bends even going upstairs because I've got such tiny lungs. So step to step, I have to take my time.
You got to decompress like...
Yeah.
That's weird because I always
thought...
Yeah,
that makes sense, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes...
That's actually science.
But isn't there less pressure the higher you go? There's more pressure the deeper you go. So it wouldn't be bends, it'd be a different type of...
Be the thin atmosphere.
I'm going down the
stairs. It'd actually be just less oxygen to breathe.
Oh, when you go down.
Oh, yeah, sorry, when you go...
Obviously, I was talking about going down the stairs.
So from a basement up, you're talking.
Yeah, I get the opposite. I get the twists when I go up and the bends when I go down.
Okay.
It sounds like a 60s... Dance move.
The twists.
Don't even get me started on the do-si do's.
How old are you?
Question number four.
Little girl. What is you've been a little girl for a hell of a long now.
What is the most expensive painting ever sold? And how much for?
Ooh.
What is the most painting
most
ever
expensive.
Sold?
It feels like it should be a classic.
Yeah.
But I feel like it could be more contemporary. Could be like a Rothko or something.
Oh, yeah.
What about that paperclip? Remember that red paperclip?
The guy in the word? It looks like you got a problem.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and he upgraded the paperclip to something else.
Yeah. And oh, wait. Is that a story about eBay or artwork?
I think it might be about eBay.
Oh, my brain's so tiny. I can't remember. Just a little girl trying to have a go.
And he traded. He's like, I'll give you this red paperclip if you give me a pen. And he like kept increasing value until he bought a house.
Wow, I've remembered that as a red paperclip was really expensive. Piece of art.
Yeah, but it's the kernel of the idea.
Kind of, yeah, exactly.
The instinct that it's actually going to be an old classic.
Mm.
Not too, I just go for a Van Gogh or something. Sunflowers.
Okay.
Keep it pop.
Yeah, one of them.
And probably, what, 150 million dollars, 200 million.
More.
You reckon more? No,
are you just saying more? You reckon more?
More.
What do you have to eat?
Sometimes crumbs.
You're like a little dust mite. What about prey? You know, you ever been hunted like by rats?
Oh, I'm hunted
crabs?
All the time. That's why I have to be spooky sometimes.
That's true. You gotta. You gotta spook them out.
And sometimes I can be spooky. Remember what I said about ankles earlier for no reason? Yeah, I can be spooky, but sometimes I get hunted by like eagles or snakes.
You're too small for an eagle, surely, right?
Maybe they have good vision.
Yeah, that's true.
Or like a parakeet once.
Oh, yeah.
Question number five.
What is the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world?
Ooh.
What is the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world?
Continuously?
Mm.
Is it going to be a Middle Eastern city? Are we thinking about Jerusalem?
Yeah. Jerusalem.
You don't think it's Chicago?
No.
When was Chicago formed?
I forget. It was originally a Native American trading post.
Uh-huh.
And it was named after the onions that grew in the swamp.
What's it?
The Chicago Ramps.
Oh.
Yeah, true.
I didn't know that.
That's absolutely true.
Is that a type of onion?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I have never tasted it, but, you know,
I'm surprised. I thought they would have, used that for the hot dogs.
I think they do in those fancy places, but no, Vienna hot dog or... an Italian beef. Mm. It's all in the jus.
The what?
The jus. Excuse me. The gravy.
Okay.
Oh.
So the Middle East, you reckon?
Yeah. What's somewhere in Syria or something like that?
I think it's going to be.
Yeah, Syria. That's a
Aleppo.
Yeah, that's an old one.
Well, should we go Aleppo?
Not Cairo. Cairo's been again.
Cairo's going to be old.
Cairo's pretty old, yeah.
Atlantis that's not still going.
No, no. Sadly, I think that
wow,
is now.
Wow, you are really going into my theory that you are an angel's being.
Well, once I got caught in a bubble and it went down to the bottom of the ocean, your favorite desert. And
it's not my favorite, but it is one of the biggest.
Oh, what's your favorite?
It's a tassa between the Sahara.
Yes, a great one.
And the Antarctica.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
What about some of the Australian deserts? Are you getting out to see them while you're
here? I'm not going to go to
the Simpson?
I wouldn't mind going to the Simpson Desert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would like to see. Just to see where they got their ideas from,
The Simpsons.
That's right. Yeah. I love the Simpsons. Okay. Lisa, Homer.
Do you want to put a Aleppo?
Marge.
Let's go Aleppo.
Mo. Bart. Lisa. Marge. Lenny,
yeah.
Mr. Burns,
Yeah.
I'll lock in Aleppo. Question number six. What was the first music video played on MTV?
Oh.
Quick breath there from Whittle Girl.
I feel like it's either going to be Michael Jackson or Madonna.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like Dire Straits or someone's weird.
Because they have that song.
Is it Walk of Life or something? No.
They say MTV in the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's something like that.
Get that color TV.
I want my MTV.
Do you reckon that
creepy
would have come out after it had itself?
Maybe that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the first sign to reference MTV.
What was it?
Yeah.
Maybe Madonna and Michael Jackson were just the first long ones. So, yeah.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Well,
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. he's from right down in the south in Indiana.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Doesn't he have a theme park there?
No. This is where he was born. He was born in Gary, Indiana.
Right.
And that's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
From where you were.
That's in my backyard, Terrible place. Smells.
Yeah, not sure what happened to him. Do you think maybe they would have done something that, basically a funny little joke to launch their network?
What if it was...
What's the first music video? What's the question?
Rickrolling.
What was the first music video to play on
MTV? What if
there
was a Rickroll?
Well, I wonder if it was Video Killed the Radio Star.
By Buggles. I was thinking that was another one that was in my head, but then that felt like that was referencing
similar to Sting.
Dire Straits.
Let's go Dire Straits. You want to go Walk of Life by Dire Straits?
I'll put Walk of Life by Dire Straits.
I reckon now you might be right with Buggles.
Just trying to get in their head, you know. What shall we play first? Walk of Life by Dire Straits.
Yeah, I think you should take it back and go to Video Killed the Radio Star. That's the sort of obvious sort of crap one of them suits would do, you know?
Yeah, I know. What do you reckon? Should we change it?
I think you should put Video Kids.
All right, listen, Libby, that's
I think you should put Madonna.
Executive decision from the group.
I don't know, I'm so Whittle. It happened
Whittle
so long
girl
ago.
Says Madonna.
Let's go with Whittle, Whittle Girl.
Okay, put Video Kids. Oh, radio star.
That wasn't my idea. Is that my idea? That's not my idea.
Question number 7. What is the only mammal that can fly? Do you want to put Whittle Girl?
Yeah, I mean,
can
that is,
fly.
She has, you know, entered the race.
Bats.
That's it.
Flying faxes, but they're not. That's two different things.
Possum? They have a pass.
I think they're
more flying. I don't think flying foxes fly.
They do, yeah. Wait, you got flying faxes here in Melbourne.
Aren't they just a type of bat?
I don't know.
Oh. Aren't they a ride? They're a type of ride. A flying
there
fox.
Is, there are also a ride. In a playground.
Yeah, you're absolutely
yes,
right.
You're right. That's
a
ride.
You could ride a flying fax, the mammal, because you're so smart.
Because I'm tiny, and that happened in my documentary, Thumbelina, I think.
Bats famously get into roofs, don't they? And they sort of hide
they
out.
Do. I've had a couple of interactions with some bats, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you'd be covering up their entry point. So.
That's right. They get real upset. Yeah, they're like, hey, what are you doing? Get me out of here.
And then they swirl around you?
They swirl around me and they do their little beep, 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 mm-hmm. beep, beep, their echolocations.
Wow.
You know, it's a myth that they got bad eyesight. They see clearly. Wow. I had one look me in the eye and he knew who I was the moment that I saw him.
Ron Taylor.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I could see in his eyes, he was like, you are a pest to me. Mm. The pest goes both ways, sir.
Was this a bat or Batman?
No, it was a bat.
It was a bat.
Okay, cool.
It was a real life bat.
Mm.
Big or small?
It was big for its size.
Yeah, no, that's how size works.
Lock in bat?
Yeah, lock in bat, please.
I'll put bat.
Bat.
Next question. What is the rarest blood type?
It'd be negative or it'd be positive.
I think it's going to, it's got to be a negative.
You reckon it's negative?
I feel like it should be a negative.
Mm.
Is it O negative? Is that the one that everyone always talks
O's
about?
O's are the big
ones. Is that the big one?
ABs are the rarest.
Really?
So it's going to be AB negative or one of those.
I think O's can give to anyone.
Oh, I bet they can.
Unless they're gay.
Open blood.
Right.
Mm.
And then no sorry, bab.
Or have had a blood transfusion. I'm not allowed to give blood because I had a blood transfusion.
Or they, what if they had like a, you know, a period in time, you know, when they were younger and they were just kind of, you know, just
experimenting
and, you know, you wander into Boys Town they're so friendly there and you have a good time. You meet, you know, some nice
Absolutely.
People.
Well, if it was over 12 months ago, then you'd be okay.
Okay.
So you can give blood. Was that the question?
Sure, yeah.
Well, we don't know if that's the answer.
Yeah, right. You know, a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't know if it was hypothetical or for
definitely.
So we'll do A, B.
Let's go B negative or A negative. Or A negative. Which one?
No, A, B.
Oh, A, B.
Both. What about C? No one said C, so
there's
that must
no
be rare.
There's no thing as C. Yeah. You got A, you got B, you got O. So it goes O. Like, and then A and B, I don't know. Oh, there we
go.
And then A, B.
A, B negative. Let's do A, B negative.
Okay, we'll lock in A, B. Question number 9. In 2013, which musician broke their own record with 18 sold-out Rod Laver arena shows in a single tour? Rod Laver here in Melbourne, giant stadium.
What year?
2013.
How many? 19?
18.
18.
18 sold out.
I'm just who would be that popular but stay here for so long?
Yeah.
You know? That's my
MCG.
First. That's my first question. Yeah.
Yeah.
How big's the Rod Laver?
Sushi Mango.
20,000 maybe? You think it was Sushi Mango?
Mango.
2013 would have been early for them, wouldn't it?
That is true. No, that would be a little bit too early there.
And so Sushi Mango were big in Chicago as well, are they? I didn't know that they'd made it out of Australia.
Oh, yeah. They're worldwide, baby. I heard that they sold out their Rod Laver shows here.
Wow.
Okay.
18 of them.
Not 18.
No, okay. That's not the answer.
No, my story. You are picking holes in this story.
Who would be big enough into it? I mean, this falls into my grey area that I don't know anything. I don't know anything about popular
like
music.
Robbie Williams 2013? Is
Robbie
that,
could
that?
Be it. He's huge here.
Yeah, he's pretty
is he?
Australia. Yeah, he's massive.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah, he's
God.
Huge here.
Yeah, I was doing the footy grand final last year.
Yuck.
Huge.
Yeah. He's bigger. He's like Pink. You know, you go back home. Pink. Pink. You go back home.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where Pink is.
Okay. I mean, that can't be 100% true. She's nobody just not knows. As big.
If you go, hey, you ordered a Pink, and they're like, yeah, it's a color.
Okay.
You don't know, it's a Pabst there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to put Pink?
It turns out Pink or Robbie Williams are both massive.
Veronica's. That's not
no.
right.
No, that's
they
too many.
They would not be able to do that.
But who's selling that many tickets and then Pink. Staying in Australia that long?
That's what I mean. That's why it's not going to be Beyonce or anything. No, she is not spending
Pink or
that
got to go
here.
Somewhere else.
Yeah, or Robbie. Somebody who's sad but popular.
Yeah, that's both of those, Robbie yeah. and Pink.
Robbie.
I don't think Pink is that sad.
No, yeah, you're she's right. So, let's go Robbie.
It's not sad.
Robbie's got her dirt bikes.
Yeah.
Robbie, yeah. Yeah, Robbie's okay. sad enough to do 18 shows yeah. in a row.
He's got nowhere else to go.
No, it's giving
Says
Elvis.
The man who's just done 22 shows in a row.
Yeah, but they weren't sold out.
No, exactly, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, come on. Yeah. I was sad for different reasons.
Question number 10, final question.
Oh.
What is the longest English word that doesn't repeat a letter?
Why...
Maybe it's actually something quite short.
I reckon, well, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Orange.
Oh, a trick question.
So nothing longer than orange, do we reckon?
What's orange? Six or seven?
The only word I can think of is ornithorhyncus, but I'm pretty sure that has a repeat.
Two eyes. Ornithorhyncus.
That's hard.
And two R's.
Okay.
Maybe it's something with like a prefix, like an un or a not, or it can't be a non.
Unoring,
but in
uniformed.
Uniformed.
That's good.
That feels long. Like it's good.
Look
like
at that. You.
Yeah, that's good.
Look at that.
There's definitely going to be longer ones.
Professor over here.
Yeah,
but that's got. I don't think that's got a repeat.
No, it doesn't. That's quite that's good. Don't lock in good. Uniform.
I mean, it's literally the only one. I
that's
can't
the
spend
best
that long thinking about another
yeah,
word.
That is the strongest.
The whole time you were talking, all I was doing was trying to think of words.
Well, we're banging your time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good team.
That's good for that. I mean,
that's good team skills.
Thank you.
That's Brain's
Thanks
trust
for
is
filling
full.
The time. Yeah, exactly.
Filling time. That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
I reckon all right. I'm going to guess about 5, maybe 6 right. If we're
that's
like
good.
Wow, that would be
that's
awesome.
Good. Yeah, yeah, that's very good. All right, let's find out now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Question number one was, what is the only continent that doesn't have any active volcanoes? You said Australia, and it's Australia.
Yes, well done.
Yeah, there we go. Ryan Taylor.
That was
first
awesome.
Blood.
That was Ron.
It's only because I know about it. Because Joseph, he comes in, he says, hey, how are you? Welcome to Australia. What? No active volcanoes whatsoever. Okay, that's the first thing he said to me after the 15-hour flight.
Excellent.
Yeah.
The root note is the term for the note that a chord is named after.
Oh, my gosh. It was thank root God
root
I got sucked note. Into that clarinet. That's awesome.
We're wow. both pulling our weight.
That is
that's
excellent.
That's it. My weight's a lot smaller yeah. than yours, obviously.
Yeah, that's right. But I can't pull my own weight.
Well, you'd know as a roofer, you'd be pulling yourself yeah, up on the roofs all the time.
That's right.
The name for the instrument used to measure atmospheric pressure is the barometer.
Yes, that was it.
Boom.
Three.
Tree from tree, here we go.
In 2017, Salvatore Mundi by Leonardo da Vinci, sold for $450.3 million.
That's a lot of gold.
Three
times the amount of sunflowers.
For $150.
That's more roofs than I can roof.
Yeah, that is too that's much money.
The oldest continuously inhabited city in the world is Damascus.
Damascus.
In Syria, not Aleppo.
We're close.
I was close.
But Video Killed the Radio Star opened MTV.
Yes. You were there right. We go. That's great. There.
You got to get in a man in those suits, okay?
Yes, it's
and
true.
And they're morants.
And they're toying with us.
Yeah.
The only mammal that can fly is the bat.
Yeah. That's a nice easy one that was.
Yeah.
I'm nice genuinely excited about this.
This is the best. This is the best that I have listened to.
Because you listen. You're a big,
I'm an avid listener.
Yeah, yeah. You're a brain trust listener.
That's why I got you on.
That's right.
The rarest blood type is A, B, negative.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
I am blown away.
Yes.
That is unbelievable.
Robbie Williams is not the musician who broke their own record Pink? With 18 sold out Rod Laver shows in a single tour in 2013. It was, in fact, Pink.
Oh, yeah, 50-50. We were so close.
I was so shocked that either of those would sell that many
nights
out.
So close. We were, that was good, though.
Yeah.
You got to be happy. We have 50-50.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the longest English word that doesn't repeat a letter is uniform. No, it's not. No, there's no way. It's uncopyrightable.
Uncopyrightable. Wow. So it wasn't un.
Which is 15 letters long.
Wow.
Giving you 6 out of 10.
Very good.
And you were right with the... With the 6 out of 10,
yeah,
which is precisely
gives me another point.
Yes,
all right.
Congratulations, that's very good.
That's great.
Thanks. Well,
helped
I mean,
ably
this team
along
really
by the Brains Trust.
Absolutely,
was a solid team.
Yes, Whittle girl, like
for a Whittle girl, I really did help.
Yes,
and great,
and well done,
and thank you so much.
How
thank
do you say well? Well done.
Well. See, and that's why I think it was getting a bit British earlier because I tried to say a word that ended with an L and it ended with a W.
Well.
So then I thought, why don't you just drop the L's at the beginning of the word or you'll end up saying things like well.
Well, yeah,
and
well.
And then you're British and no one will take you seriously. You'll never work in this town again. You know.
Well, Whittle girl,
anyway,
thank
you,
you
for having
so
me.
Much for being here.
Thank
we
you. I
deconstruct
love you all.
It completely.
I love you all. Thank you.
Who are you staying with at the moment? Who's looking after you? Is someone going to collect you?
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to go and stay under the bed. I can't. Yeah. I'm staying under the bed at the moment of another girl.
Does she know that you're staying under the bed?
She does. She thinks something's there. Yeah. And
so you're spooking her.
Yeah, I'm gaslighting her because that's great. Fun to do that to women. So I'm doing that at the moment and that's fun. And she's losing her mind and that's fun for me to do that to her.
Who is that?
Oh, her name's Alex Hines. Oh, she's cool. Holding on for dear life to her sanity. But I reckon I've nearly got her. I reckon she's nearly done.
Wow. Is she getting out on tour soon? Is she
nearly finished a tour. She's going to Brisbane. She's doing a show in Brisbane about Chappelle Corby and I'm just like, don't. Instead, I'm going to make you crazy and I'm going to scare you into an asylum.
At the Brisbane Comedy Festival.
At the Brisbane Comedy Festival at the Powerhouse. Should I just say it? I don't know why I'm keeping the narrative of scaring this person who is actually me. Yes, Powerhouse, Brisbane Powerhouse. End of May, last weekend of May at the Brisbane Powerhouse for the Comedy Festival.
Whittle girl, thank you so much for
being
here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Ron Taylor, thank you so much for contributing as well.
Thank you. I have to give a big shout out to the guy that I'm staying with. I met him at an improv class in the Conservatory.
In the
Conservatory.
Oh, yeah.
In Lincoln Square.
In Chicago.
In Chicago.
Yeah, okay. You did improv, Ron.
I dry dabbled a bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And this guy, Ben Russell, he was there and he said, hey, if you're ever in town, I hook you up, you know?
And now that you're here for the union conference.
The union caucus.
The union caucus.
That's right.
And he hooked you up on the podcast.
Yeah, that's right. He said, you go on this podcast, it'll be great.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I'm a big fan of this podcast. And
are you doing any improv while you're here as well? Because there's a bit of an improv scene in Melbourne.
No. I'm busy.
Will you go along to shows? There's a show at Comedy Republic called Teaching Your Dog to Read with Ben Russell.
I'll see that show. That's a world-class show. Yeah. At the end of the month.
Yeah, great.
Last Monday out of the month.
Cool.
Mm. Yeah. So, Ron Taylor, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
And Carl Donnelly, congratulations. 6 out of 10.
Thanks for having me again.
All the best in LA. After that, you're back in the UK.
We've got the UK for
some listeners in
La
the UK.
La La Land. Straight at In and Out Burger.
Have you got gigs coming up in the UK?
Just in the UK, I'm back doing a bunch of things. And then I'm doing 5 nights at the Edinburgh Fringe.
Oh, that's a nice way of doing that.
That is really nice. 5 nights in the last week when everyone will be ruined.
Yeah.
And I'll just go in all fresh and be annoying. And then I'm actually probably going to be back in Australia in November.
Oh, amazing.
Because it's my father-in-law's 80th and my wife would like to be here for that. So we think we might decamp out here for a bit longer this time.
Great.
So that's about it. People can listen to my podcast. It's called TVI and it's...
Oh, yes.
It's got absolutely no structure and is...
I felt that.
Yeah, it's really loose. Oh, I don't know why people listen, but people seem to enjoy it.
That is available in the podcast app that you're in right now. That's Wet Quizzical this week. Thank you so much. Goodbye, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.